We have a guest in here joining us this morning. We're going to visit a little bit about a guest that he's going to be welcoming coming in on November 8th. Lee Williams is in with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about what should be an interesting and hopefully uplifting evening. Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. I know you've got the Cass County Community Center all ready to go on November the 8th at 7 p.m., and you've got a special speaker coming in that should have a pretty good message, I guess, for everybody.
Well, I think he really does, Jim. He actually is a nationally known coach and trainer. And Jack Medina is from Oregon. He is went to school out there in California. He's coached high school and did very well there. Moved on to California State University at Northridge, and while there, he developed 19 All-American gymnasts as well as 3 national event champions. So he is very successful in his field of coaching. His successes continued, and he went on to the international competition where he worked with many of the top world gymnasts, and including USA's Kathy Rigby, which I think that puts him in a pretty high level right there.
Mm-hmm. Elite company there. He's done some NFL work and stuff too.
Yes, he has. He's also done some strength and conditioning consulting with the Oakland Raiders, the Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, as well as the Golden State Warriors. So he has done a lot of work in that way. In fact, I just picked up something else just a few dates ago in talking to him that last year, I believe it was, he spoke to the National Coaches Convention in San Antonio, Texas. There's about 13,000 coaches there. So they're not going to bring just anybody in to address a group of men like that. And so he's well-respected literally around the world.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to hear him speak?
I have. I've heard him a couple of times. He was in Omaha probably about 10 years ago. In fact, I know him personally. This event is sponsored by Juice Plus, and so we've talked with him on a personal level a number of times. And I'm just delighted that on a tour he's coming and going to be stopping in Atlantic, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Well, now this is a guy who's got extensive experience with in different realms of coaching, and from actual coaching athletes to working with them on their strength and conditioning part of what they're doing and stuff too. But this is more of a motivational thing. He's not going to get out the barbells and make folks lift weights in front of the crowd there. Now.
Well,
he's going to work on getting them going.
That's true. Although he has, I've seen him do push-ups on stage, and he's over 70 years old.
Oh, no.
But really, it is really, he talks about, just some of the do's and don'ts. In my opinion, Jim, I would like to see every coach in the area, every student athlete, parents of every student athlete, even their grandparents, because he has something to say. He talks about what to drink, what not to drink, about what to eat, what not to eat. He's very, very big on whole food and good food. He talks about the energy systems of the body and how to, in that basis, how to train for the different sports events. Now, he doesn't go into detail, but he gives you enough information that, boy, if you want some information, go out and look for it and dig for it. And in fact, he stays around afterwards and talks to people. Very personable man.
Motivational?
Motivational. He really does. He's very, he has good humor, but he also has a real, real point of message of, kids, he has a story, and I'm not going to tell it. It just is really... something that happened to him, which really changed his whole perspective on coaching, and where he began to really, it's a passion for him to share with young people, to help them accomplish and be successful. Don't give up. One of the major themes, don't quit. Some of the things like that.
So is the message meant for anyone?
It is. It really is. That my wife would say, whether you are active in sports or not, what he says is good, because the principles are still the same. How to eat, how to drink, and just activity. In fact, one of his key phrases is, what's the best activity, what's to do? And it's the one that you will do. Somebody is cycling, somebody might be running, somebody might be whatever it is, but the best exercise is the one that you would do. And that makes sense. If you don't like doing it, who's going to do it? And so that kind of gives you the general overall picture of the kind of man he is. Yeah.
Well, coaches that reach that level as well, they have that little something extra that gets people to do what's right and do what they need to do, and sometimes do what he wants them to do,
yes,
even against
yes.
maybe what they're thinking at the particular time, because he knows it's the right course to take. And those kind of people are kind of special, because it's difficult sometimes to get people talked into that. you know, there's a lot of people that spend a lot of time in the NFL that really don't like the weight room.
That's
very
true.
Much.
That's right.
They have to be pushed into getting in there. It's not always fun and games at the professional level with athletics and things. So it sometimes can be difficult to motivate. And if you can get those folks going, I'm sure it's probably a good message to get the just those of us who are maybe looking for something a little bit different. Huh?
Yeah, it really is. And his background is such, you know, he's coached for 44 years. He's been actually traveling internationally for the last 25 years, inspiring people and young people, the whole broad spectrum of culture and society, of just really how to take charge of their lives. And, you know, that's something that in this day and age, it seems like we're losing that aspect. And so he really encourages and thinks to do that. He he's written a number of articles in health magazines and sports magazines. In fact, he has a new book out. It's called The Winning Edge, Fueling and Training the Body for Peak Performance. And I think that's a good book for general to read and how we can, you know, especially athletes. Mm-hmm. He's an active member of the American College of Sports Medicine. He's the National Strength and Conditioning Association and a certified fitness specialist by the Cooper Center in Dallas, Texas, which is one of the most prestigious institutions in the world. So it's just really it's an honor for me to have Jack come to Iowa and visit Atlantic.
Coming up on November 8th.
November 8th, 7 p.m. It's free, no charge, where it's open to the public. At the Cass County Community Center right here in Atlantic.
Okay. They just asked that you park and enter on the south side of
that
the building.
That is correct. That's right.
Make life a little bit easier there. What do you hope people get out of this? Lee, what do you hope they walk away with?
I think I'd like for people to walk away with, first of all, the aspect, you know, there's something that I can do. Sometimes we think, you know, life is going so fast, whether it's doing a little bit of exercise or maybe whether it's just maybe drinking this, you know, a little more water, or maybe it's just, you know, how we eat. But it's walking away with just something a little bit that they could walk away and say, well, that's something that I could do. So often we hear some great motivational speakers and we get overwhelmed with stuff and we try to take two biggest steps. And I would like to see if you just walk away with one little thing and one change, and then you can start adding on to things. Because if we don't take charge of our lives now, things begin running away with us, and sometimes we experience that all too often.
Yeah, people sometimes wait until they feel like they need radical, dramatic change in their lives, and sometimes it's just the little things that become good habits.
That's right.
Yeah, so I mean, we need that little bit extra push. Maybe this is a way to do this. Is this a high energy presentation?
He's a good speaker. He's an excellent speaker. He's humorous, but he also has some he's very passionate. Mm-hmm. He talks about integrity and what he won't lower his standards to do some things that are on the market. It's very entertaining. He's very good. Yeah, I've heard him several times, and he's a very good speaker. Yes.
Not too in your face. They shouldn't be afraid of sitting in the front row.
No, huh? No, I wouldn't be afraid of that at all. Yep, no, that's
all
for
right.
sure.
Very good. Well, we want to make sure it's not like church where everybody starts filing in the back first, right?
It'll be. He's very entertaining. Very good to speak to.
All right, yeah. Very good. Again, that's coming up on, that's a Tuesday night, November the 8th, 7 p.m., Cass County Community Center. And again, that is a free event, and it's open to the public. Jack Medina, hope you get a chance to check that out. Lee, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. I hope to see you there.